And welcome to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center, hometown hospital for the New York Giants. I'm Paul Dottino. He's David Deal. Glad you could join us once again for today's program as the Giants prepare to take on the 2-7 Chicago Bears at MetLife Stadium on Sunday. Now, the Giants are coming off a very big win, David. Why is it a big win? Because it's their fourth win in a row, their longest winning streak since 2013.
And I think the big thing that you love to see is now they're stacking wins. They're continuing to build confidence. But more than anything, they're building momentum each and every game. You see the run game production continue to increase, the takeaways, the sacks. This is exactly what you want to see in this team because they are continuing to grow and improve each and every week.
Now, the one-point win over the Bengals was great, but as you look at the Giants' injury report today, well, that is not so great. Bunch of guys on this list right now, some of them limited, some of them didn't even go. But, David, the big thing for me right there is that you've got three guards from the offensive line all listed on that sheet.
And that definitely is a concern, but this is the opportunity for Will Beatty to finally step up and possibly be one of those guys to add into the mix because Marshall Newhouse will be the starter at left guard. He will have to replace him at that jumbo tight end position.
So as Ben McAdoo and the Giants prepare for Chicago, he's got a few minutes to chat with the media. Let's listen in.
Thank you. All right, short week to get ready for a well-coached and dangerous Chicago team. They're hungry. They got their backs against the wall. We expect a great fight on Sunday afternoon. Defensively, they're well-coordinated. They're talented up front. They have a lot of length. They have two veteran linebackers who really gel everything together for them, two pickups in the offseason. And Tracy Porter leads a young and hungry secondary. Offensively, Jay Cutler-led offense. You always have to be ready for explosive plays, and we have a challenge ahead of us there. Up front, Josh Sitton has been a solid addition for them, and he helps pave the way for Jordan Howard. Zach Miller has been productive at the tight end spot, and he's always dangerous running down the middle of the field, and as we know, Eddie Royal is a good player for him in the slot. Special teams, they're well-disciplined and creative. And Thompson and Royal are both dangerous in the return game. With that, we'll open it up.
Ben, what have you seen from Leonard Floyd and how they've used him?
You know, he's coming, really coming into his own. He has a lot of nice length. They're using him as an edge player, an outside linebacker or defensive end. They do drop him into coverage a little bit, but he's getting his feet wet and he's coming on for him.
What's it like to see a player like him on film that you know, maybe would have thought to yourself, hey, I wish that he's doing what we thought he might have done at draft time, so we maybe thought about taking him?
Oh, he's a good player. He has a lot of length. He's learning to use that to his advantage. And I saw a couple plays. He had a nice play versus Green Bay on a cause fumble and a score.
Obviously, Alshon Jeffery playing. How does that work?
They have plenty of talented playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. Jay's always dangerous, going back to my years in Green Bay. You know, he can really spin it. He can make every throw, and we have to be ready for it.
Coach, what do you tell you some of your younger guys so as to avoid the proverbial trap game over the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, listen, there's no such thing as a trap game. We have to be ready to play each and every week in this league, and especially this week, coming off of an emotional night game on Monday night. We have to make sure we're dialed in. We got everything we could out of today's practice, more of a jog-through type mentality, and tomorrow we have to squeeze everything out of Thursday.
Did you like that? What you accomplished today?
Practicing the way we practiced
today?
No.
Did you like the, the attitude of what you saw from the players today?
Everyone was dialed in today, yes.
You wanted, yeah.
How's Victor Cruz feeling today?
That's a better question for Victor, but he was out here moving around.
Adam Gettis was listed on there. Do you have an update on him?
He was moving around a little bit in the jog through, but he and Brett will have to evaluate as the week goes on.
DRC, I know this wasn't on there. He's all good now?
Those guys will evaluate as the week goes on.
Ben, with the production of the outside receivers in Cruz's stead when he was out the other day, does that make you really reevaluate whether you'd like to limit his snaps a little bit, kind of based on what happened on Sunday or Monday?
No, we want to use all of our 46.
Do you think you'll have either Gettis or Jones this week?
We'll see how the week goes.
Do you have another guy who can snap? I think they were your two backup centers behind.
Yes. Yeah, we have a few guys who can snap.
You guys added talent that you gave in the secondary. Is this kind of play what they've been doing? Is this what you imagined and it together.
As far as?
Just, you know, they're playing well. Collins is making picks. Jenkins is shutting down receivers.
Yeah, we have a lot of confidence in our secondary. Landon has really stepped it up, but we have some corners that for sure we have confidence in. Some of them play more than others, but even the guys who aren't getting a ton of snaps, we have a lot of confidence in. Yeah, he's still a young player. He's still growing. He's not a finished product. He still can get better, and he will get better. He played a lot of reps as a rookie, and that helps.
Is it much of a concern when you have guys that you're not on your offensive line, and you're not sure what their status is, and so you have to roll different guys in there, and, you know, just building that continuity and communication?
No, it's my job to make sure we put a plan in place that if everyone's healthy, we go out and we play our game, and if not, then we need to be able to adjust and improvise during the course of the game so we can adjust.
Who do we call you encouraged by the running game the way you finished up the other night?
It was a step in the right direction, and that's what we need to do. We need to continue to improve, continue to make, take small steps and go forward.
After scoring his first NFL touchdown this week, do you see Jarrell Adams working his way more into the first team this week?
Jarrell's played quite a bit on the offense and in special teams, and we're going to continue to work him in.
Ben, will you have your antenna up even more this week? It's the third straight home game. You're playing against a team with a losing record. You know, just to spot any signs of something you don't want creeping in.
You know, every week you play pros in this league, and you have to be at your best. Can't exhale, can't get complacent, and it's my job to make sure that doesn't happen.
Do you have an update on Dwayne Harris? Is his toe injury a re-aggravation of the earlier one, or is this a new thing?
I'm not sure if it's a re-aggravation or not. I know if we were going to practice today, he would not have practiced.
What went into the decision to flip Olivier Vernon back to the right side more the other day?
It was a game plan decision.
How much healthier is he, and does that play into it at all with his hand?
That's a better question for OV.
Did it play into it from your perspective at all?
Better question for OV.
Just following up on what Paul was asking, you said it's your job to make sure thoughts about Bears' record or what they did last week doesn't creep into players' minds. How do you, as a coach, prevent that from happening?
Well, you watch the film. They're better than their record. You can take their record. You can throw it out that window over there. Doesn't matter. You see, you have to prepare for what you see on film. All right, they're a dangerous offense, and their defense is pretty dang good.
You think that message is sinking in with the players?
Yes.
Ben, how do you walk that line when you said yesterday on the conference call, you like that confidence, the idea of mentioning the Super Bowl. I mean, your first press conference, first team meeting, you mentioned the trophy case, and putting another trophy in there. And then you come into a week like this, and I would imagine you want to dial them back a little bit and not get too far ahead of themselves. How do you walk that line?
Well, I mean, we're all ambitious. That's why we're here. But at the same point in time, we're not going to win the Super Bowl this week. We're not going to do it today. We're not going to do it tomorrow. We're not going to do it on Sunday. So we need to prepare our best for this week against Chicago to be ready to go play a complete game.
Shane Vereen was running pretty hard before the game on Monday. Are you any closer to making a determination with him when he might be back, if he can come back?
Am I standing here right now today? No.
Ben, Eli Manning, when he goes from like a drive 6-for-6 touchdown that he plays to maybe some of the turnovers, I mean, do you just want him to be himself and just be a little bit smarter with some of the decisions given the talent he has? Or how do you control of these decisions?
Yeah, I mean, turning the ball over, you don't ever want to turn the ball over making a poor decision. Does it happen? Yes. Now, missed throws, those are going to happen. You turn the ball over, you miss a throw, that's part of the game. But decision-making, we don't want to turn the ball over making poor decisions. We'll leave it at that.
Is that how the second pick, the one to King, is that you that was a poor decision?
Yeah, I'm not going to stand up here and grade the quarterback. I'm not going to do it.
Is Roger Lewis going to see the same number of snaps that he was seeing before?
Roger will still get work. He needs to play better on special teams and play better on offense. But we're still going to work him in. He's going to learn from his mistakes and get better.
You've Tavares maybe earn himself more time with the way he played?
We'll see.
You've had young players make mistakes and stuck with them. Adams, Apple, bounced back this week. Is that something that you've come to expect from young players, or is
that? Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be, It's like the Dow. I mean, it's development. It's not always going to go up. There are going to be ups. There are going to be downs, and you stick with them if they're working hard in practice and working to get better and they're learning. They're going to improve. It's not always going to go up. There'll be ups and downs in the process.
How much do you feel it's beneficial to their development to make sure they're back out there the next game or the next time right after that?
Yeah, I mean, you have to show confidence in the player, but obviously the more they play, the more they'll develop, the quicker they'll develop.
So you don't really have a doghouse, so to speak, that, you know, some other coaches around the league might
have. Yeah, I don't have an answer for that.
If Harris gets healthy, is he your punt returner and kick returner, or do you like what Rainey did?
We have confidence in Rainey. He's done it before. The series there at the end to set up the last touchdown, he did a nice job fielding the punt. They missed the punt. He ended up going over field and getting the ball to the 47-yard line. Did a nice job there, but he'll be in the mix. All right, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Ben.
So Ben McAdoo continues preparations for Chicago. You know, the Giants defense has shot down a bunch of opponents recently. Now they're loaded for bear. We'll talk about it when we come back after this on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. It's time for our GEICO news update. In 15 minutes can save you 15% more on your car insurance. David, we got to go back to that injury report. Victor Cruz with an ankle, limited today. That's good news. But bad news, Dwayne Harris with a bad toe did not work.
That is very important to get Dwayne Harris back out on the football field, because he is the player that can bring that dynamic play and that momentum-changing play to special teams. But it is very encouraging to get Victor Cruz back out on the field, especially up against a Bears defense and secondary that has been ravaged this year.
Right now, I'd like to talk about that Giants defense. Last week in the one-point win against the Bengals, over the Bengals' last 11 pass attempts, the Giants had 7 pressures and 2 sacks. Boy, they gave Dalton a hard time.
They really did, and it's because of their ability on first and second down to create minus or negative plays. And what does that do? It allows you to pin your ears back and get after the quarterback. And this is what we've expected, this type of view. 4 guys jumping on pile, getting after the quarterback. And that was what I love to see also. Olivier Vernon inside as the defensive tackle is a 3 technique going up against one-on-one a guard. That is a matchup that they can win consistently. So you see now the pressure coming with the defensive line with just the front 4, and that is huge, and that is a recipe for success for any defense, because then you can really play coverage.
Now, the Bengals ran 23 times for 78 yards. That's the 4th time in a row, coincidentally, during the winning streak, that an opponent has not reached 100 against the Giants.
The Giants are one of the 3rd most improved defenses from 15 to 16, and it starts right away with being able to stop the run. 121 yards a game. 2016, only 92. So their ability to stop the run, to get to negative plays, has allowed them now to add that pass rush like we just talked about.
David, it's time for our weekly look at the Twitter. And we have, how do you think Janoris Jenkins did against A.J. Green? Well, he caught 7 passes on the day, but only 4 against Jenkins for 23 yards and a touchdown.
Jenkins did a phenomenal job up against A.J. Green, who coming into that game had 3 games of 160-plus yards receiving. So you've got to give Janoris Jenkins a lot of credit, because this is why he was signed to this roster, to be able to man up, go up against number 1 receivers, and really minimize their effect in a football game.
And oh, by the way, the Giants have a safety named Landon Collins. He intercepted a pass for the 3rd straight game. That gives him 4 picks over that time frame.
He is the only player in the NFL to lead the defense in all 3 of those categories. And he is the first Giant with 4-plus interceptions and 3-plus sacks since Jason Sehorn in 1996. So when you watch him play this year, it's no coincidence that everybody knows that right now he is the defensive MVP. His jump from 1 to 2 has been unbelievable, and he's playing with a lot of confidence, and he is continuing to get better each and every game.
Now, David, the Giants hope they can force Bears quarterback Jay Cutler into making mistakes. He's only played in 4 games this year because of injuries, and in those games, he has thrown 4 picks and fumbled the ball 5 times.
And it is unbelievable, because when you watch the interceptions that he threw up against Tampa Bay, they were just awful throws. Wide open dropping tight end on a bootleg naked. You know you need to get the ball to the sidelines to where your tight end can be the only one to catch it. This second one, he is staring down his receivers. This is the forced fumble that he has from Noah Spence being able to track him down, not protecting the football. And here's the stare down. Looking the entire time right at his wide receiver up against Brett Grimes, a veteran. That's the last person you should do this to. And here it comes, the offensive line issues when they're down. T.E. twist, sack, they get a safety out of that one.
And, of course, now Cutler will not have Alshon Jeffrey, their star receiver, in the lineup because of a PED suspension. That means tight end Zach Miller is probably going to be his best target. He's got over 40 grabs with 3 touchdowns this year.
Alshon Jeffrey was his number one targeted. Now it does have to be Miller at that tight end position because of his big play threat being minimized. So when you talk about this, it is really going to minimize the effect and scheme of what the Bears would like to do by going 4 wide, condensed looks, trips. It minimizes their effectiveness because you're missing your number one receiver.
Especially that Jeffrey is their big deep threat. Now, Meredith and Royal have done a decent job in that between them, they do have 3 100-yard games this season.
Meredith is the one who stepped in for Kevin White, who is on injured reserve. He's a big 6'3 receiver who's getting better, but at the same time, he can be stripped. He's put the ball on the ground 3 times. And when you think about Eddie Royal, he's their only true slot receiver, and he's the most targeted player on third down. 19 targets, 13 catches on third down.
Now, when the Bears run the ball, they've got a rookie named Jordan Howard. Yeah, you know him. 5th-round pick out of Indiana this year with 4 100-yard games. And against Minnesota, he had a season-high 153 yards and a touchdown on 26 carries. That was a few weeks ago.
He fits perfectly into what the Bears do schematically up front in the zone game. They try to get him to the second level. He has great vision. He puts his foot in the ground and goes north and south. But his ability to get yards after contact, that is what has allowed him to get 100-plus yards in 4 of the last 6 games.
Well, that's what the Bears want to do. Keep the ball on the ground, take some pressure off of Jay Cutler. Can they do it? Against this Giants defense, that may be a tall order. When we come back, we will talk about the Giants offense. They got some pretty good weapons, too. Eli Manning and company, they're ready for a good show. Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. So the Giants on Sunday are looking for their 5th consecutive regular season victory. They haven't done that since 2010. The Bears, they're 0-5 on the road, David, but if you take them lightly, it's a mistake.
It really is, because they have talented players on both sides of the ball. But more than anything, continue to stack wins, continue to build confidence. This would be number 5. Number 2, protect your home turf. Now this is when the elements start playing a factor. It's starting to get cold. Defend your home, but more than anything, playoff picture. You know how important NFC games are when it comes to tiebreakers in a playoff picture.
I want to talk about how the Giants actually locked down a game last weekend with the offense. In the last 3 minutes, Rashad Jennings ran the ball 5 consecutive times for 38 yards and 2 first downs. That was quite a change from how the defense had locked down earlier games.
It really is, and it comes down to an attitude and determination, which the offense had. And look it, they're doing it running power. They're not doing it just running a zone scheme. They're running right downhill to where teams knew what they were doing, like the Bengals did, and they could not stop them. That's the sign of a confident group that is now going to use this to move forward, because they saw, having a balanced attack, how it wore down a Bengals defense.
How about Marshall Newhouse in an emergency situation coming in the first quarter, having to play left guard? Hadn't done that since he was with Cincinnati in 2013.
You have to give him a credit, and that's why he's here, because he's a veteran. And during that injury coming back, they were working him to be versatile. But look, here he is at the point of attack going up against Geno Atkins. It's not pretty, but what does he do? He covers him up, and he will make sure that he doesn't make the play. Here he is in that last run at the jumbo tight end position. Washes down that veer by that defensive end, cleans it up, Jennings gets that last run to get the first down to close out the football game. So you have to give him tons of credit.
Now, the Giants did well in the passing game as well. Now, you remember when the first month of the season, Odell Beckham hadn't gotten into the end zone? Well, he's got 6 touchdown catches now in his last 5 games.
And this is what you love to see, because the second half of the season is where Odell Beckham Jr.'s production skyrockets. In 2015, from weeks 9 through 17, he averaged 7 catches for 118 yards per game. So you've got to be very excited to see the production that he's continuing to get, and you're just hoping that you get Victor Cruz back to join with him to go up against this Bears secondary.
But David, you know, it's funny, it was Sterling Shepard who caught the winning touchdown pass to beat the Bengals on a 4th and goal from the 3. Eli Manning found his rookie wide receiver. Wow, what a gutsy call. What does that tell you as a player when your coach makes that kind of call?
They're playing to win the football game, and the coach is showing that he has confidence in the group up front to be able to block, get the job done, and look at how much of a difference it made for the confidence and the momentum in that football game.
Well, we'll see if the Giants can move the ball with confidence against the Bears defense that this year, by the way, has only allowed 3 and outs, or should I say held opponents to 3 and outs 28% of the time, which is the 3rd highest in the league. So despite some paltry numbers, they can be difficult.
It is a bend but don't break defense. You're not going to see a lot of exotic looks. They're going to line up and play football. But the thing that they've really done a lot in this, they've played a lot of man and zone coverages because they're only blitzing 11% of the time. They feel their front four can get to the quarterback, and they are protecting an inexperienced and young secondary that has a lot of injuries on it.
Their pass rushers, Young and Floyd, their outside linebackers, they provide one of only 4 NFL linebacking duos that each have at least 5 sacks, so they're going to send these guys.
Will Young has got good size. He's got the length, the bull rush, and he is a veteran pass rusher, great with his hands, and he turns outside moves into bull rushes. And then Leonard Floyd is athletic. He's fast, he can bend the edge, and he's been improving every single week as he's come along.
Don't forget Freeman and Trevathan on the inside. You know, this 3-4 relies on their linebackers.
Those two can run. Freeman is their best defensive player who rarely leaves the field. And Trevathan, in 2015, led the Broncos in tackles. These guys can run sideline to sideline, but they're not the tallest guys. They can be dunked over on the passing game.
You know what I'm missing here? We got the Giants and we got the Bears on Sunday, but no real grass and no mud. What are you going to do? We'll see you Sunday at MetLife Stadium for the Giants and Chicago Bears. That'll do it for this edition of Giants Press Conference Live. We'll see you next time.